come the Clippers.
Now your host for Hardcore Clippers, Sam Farber.
The Clippers are back home after a successful road trip on the court and a chaotic one off of it. The latest on Blake Griffin and preparations for Clippers and Lakers coming up on Hardcore Clippers. Hi, everybody. I'm Sam Farber. It is a pleasure and a privilege to talk to you once again here on your home for Clippers basketball, the Beast 980. Here's the latest on who's in and who's out. Obviously, Blake Griffin out for tonight's game, but in addition, he will also not be courtside for the Clippers. Who else isn't playing? Kobe Bryant will not be in the game for the Lakers. Paul Pierce will not be on the floor for the Clippers. We will get you all the latest on all of these developments soon enough with Ralph Lawler, but first, let's catch you up on the team's standings. The Clippers have won 14 of their last 17 games, a remarkable run, a streak that began with a 94-84 win over the Lakers on Christmas Day and continued with back-to-back wins culminating Wednesday in Atlanta, where for a second straight night, the Clippers' defense late earned them a victory, but only after they went to maybe a not-so-obvious target for the game. Winning shot.
1 second to play. Chris Paul at the center court logo gets a screen from DeAndre. He turns the corner from the wing to the lane. Spoon feeds DeAndre to the cup with two, and he powers it in. Clippers lead by one, 83-82 on a slam by DeAndre Jordan.
Ryan Seaman there on the call right here on the Beast 980 and the Clippers radio network. DJ finished with 13 points and 19 rebounds. Chris Paul had an off-shooting night, but also had a double-double with 11 points and 10 assists. And Jamal Crawford led all scorers with 21 off the bench. Clippers improving their record along the way. They remain fourth in the Western Conference now with 30 wins against 16 losses. Still four games back of Oklahoma City, but they maintained their edge over the teams chasing them, Memphis and Dallas. Dallas is now five games back of the Clippers, Memphis at 3.5. The Lakers, they've lost eight straight, including last night to the Chicago Bulls by a 114-91 final. Kobe Bryant was 4 of 13 from the field, finished with 10 points in 25 minutes. He again is out tonight. Jordan Clarkson led the Lakers with 16. Now let's bring in the legendary voice of Clippers basketball, Ralph Lawler, who joins us live from Staples Center. Ralph, you said this morning you were not sure if Blake Griffin would be a visible presence at Staples Center. We've gotten the word that he is not in the building. What is the reasoning behind Blake not being there when the team has now returned to Los Angeles?
I think Doc was well aware it was going to be a media feeding frenzy here in the building tonight. There was a huge crowd when Doc greeted the media at 6 o'clock tonight, and he just thought this is just no time for this guy to walk back into this building and be hit from all sides by radio, television, print, internet, bloggers, everybody that's got any thought about the NBA is in the building, and they're going to try to get some information out of Blake at a point where all the information isn't yet fully available. The investigation is pretty much over between the Clippers and the league into the incident, but it just didn't make sense to have Blake or Matias be here tonight, so neither of them will be in the building, and I think it's totally appropriate.
I tend to agree with you, Rapa. We all know at some point that feeding frenzy, as you put it, is going to happen. Any word from either Doc Rivers or the team on when they will allow it to happen or facilitate it?
Doc says soon. I don't know what that means. Does that mean Sunday? Does that mean next Wednesday? Only two more games in his homestand. If it doesn't happen then, it would be till after the All-Star break. I wouldn't mind at all if they waited until then, to tell you the truth, but my guess is that one of these next two ball games, Blake will be here. We'll sit down in a news conference, maybe even with Matias, and try to answer the questions as forthrightly as they possibly can.
Ralph Lawler, the legendary voice of Clippers basketball, here with us on Hardcore Clippers. Ralph, let's go back to the performance of the team on the floor. They were able to finish that road trip strong, taking 3 of 5. And the game-winning play against Atlanta, the ball went to DeAndre Jordan. He slams home the game-winning bucket. What's the significance of DJ, who has seen his offense at points made fun of by other members of the media, making a game-winning bucket being relied on by his teammates?
Yeah, maybe even more importantly, the free throws that he made down the stretch and the defense of Luke Bamute and others on the court, which was extraordinary late in that basketball game. Both those games were won because of the defense of the second unit. And they were very solid wins against a decent Indiana team and a very good Atlanta team that came in to that game with the third best record in the Eastern Conference and eyes on moving upward. So nice back-to-back wins, both last second down on the wire, two-point victories. This ball club that some thought couldn't close games out proved they could do that, and they could do it on the road.
There's no Kobe Bryant tonight. I know you've known him basically his entire life. It's his farewell tour, and he can run it any way he wants. But is it at all disappointing to you that there seems to be more of an emphasis to say goodbye to the people that booed him in Portland and Oakland and Sacramento than play here in Los Angeles, where he'll now miss six of his last 12 games, this one being a road one, though?
Well, I think he has it in his mind that he wants to give people a last chance to see him. I can't imagine thinking that about yourself, but I think that's what he thinks. I don't want to deprive people around the league of seeing me one more time, and he's given them that chance. He figures they're going to get a chance to see him one last time in Los Angeles. If he lasts the entire season, they close against the Utah Jazz here in mid-April. The real job for the Lakers is to keep him upright between now and then, and that might be easier said than done. I think at this point of his career, with his injury history the last 3 years, any night could be his last night.
All right, Ralph, let's get your game plan for the Kobe-less Lakers tonight. Ralph Lawler's game plan brought to us by the American Red Cross, who wants to know what's your emergency game plan.
I'm inclined to think the Lakers get a little bit excited playing without Kobe, tell you the truth. The young guys get a chance to go out there and do their thing. The only chance the Lakers have to win this game tonight is to play with great energy. Clippers want to keep them from getting it, get off to a quick start, put a lot of pressure on their backcourt players, whether it's Lou Williams or Jordan Clarkson or D'Angelo Russell. Don't let those guys get going. Don't let them start feeling good about themselves, because if they do, they can start playing over their heads, and you could wind up in a heap of hurt.
Ralph, thanks as always for the time. We look forward to your call tonight.
Looking forward to it, too. Thanks a lot, Sam.
There goes Ralph Lawler, the legendary voice of Clippers basketball here on Hardcore Clippers, which tonight is brought to you in part by Tumi, the first and only sports drink to offer the healing benefits of turmeric, whether you are a weekend warrior or a pro athlete. With all-natural Tumi, every day is a chance to get stronger. Now available at Gelson's. Sam Farber here with you on Hardcore Clippers. When we return, we will get a look around the rest of the NBA and let you have a listen to some of the pregame comments from Doc Rivers. Obviously, a lot to talk about. We'll dig deeper into it and continue to get you prepared for Clippers and Lakers tonight here on the Beast 980.